Let me speak to Alfie, who's talking about something entirely different. Good morning, Alfie.
Good morning, Frank.
Alfie, you're putting the spotlight on the very famous plane crash during World War II in Cave Hill, is that right?
Indeed, Frank. You prompted me to call this morning when you mentioned summer's past. Well, my main reason for calling this morning is to appeal for anybody that remembers that aircraft crash or has passed on stories to younger family members. Now, we know the aircraft crashed in June 1944, so anybody still alive would be in their late 80s, early 90s now. But they may have passed stories on. They may have fragments or souvenirs that they got at the time. A very good friend of mine, Will Lindsay, and I are currently putting together a book telling the true story, as UTV did in their documentary, which was, if you recall, made about 2007 and first screened on the evening of the premiere of the Closing the Ring film.
Yeah, I remember it well. Alison Fleming made the documentary and did a lot of great work on it. It was an incredibly interesting topic because I knew nothing about it until she started to make that documentary, and of course Attenborough came across to be involved with the film.
That's correct, Frank. And what's actually unfolded since then, when that documentary was made, I only had basic knowledge of the aircraft and the one crew member whose wedding ring I found and returned. But thanks to a very good friend of mine who is an absolute genius at research and also has an aviation background, Will Lindsay again, we're writing this together and we have unearthed so much information about the nine other crew members that were on board that aircraft.
Yes, just let me stop you there, Alfie. Let me stop you there for a moment, because I didn't realise, as you were phoning me, that you were the person who was so closely associated with the entire story. You actually were the man who found the ring that was reunited with the family of a long-lost airman. Is that right?
That's right, Frank.
Yes, just tell us the story again. There'll be people listening who won't be fully aware of it. You know, briefly, tell me the story of how you did that.
Okay, in a nutshell, Frank, the aircraft crashed in June 1944. 10 crew members on board died. I was shown the crash site by my late father in the 1970s, and it became a fascination for me over the following 20 years. I would visit the site on occasions and pick up small fragments of the aircraft. One particular day, I picked up an object, brought it home, cleaned it under the water tap, and as soon as the dirt and soil fell off it, it was coming up a bright gold and actually twinkled in the light of the room. On further investigation, I found it was a ring, not perfectly round, it was slightly pear-shaped, so it had suffered some damage. Trying to find a hallmark on the inside of it to see if it was British, UK or American, it turned out there was an inscription on the inside of the ring, Ruth and Larry, and a date in October back in 1939. And I knew then it was a wedding ring from possibly one of the crew members. I did have a list of the crew members that were on board, and bad luck for me, there were two Lawrences. So I had to find out which Lawrence had a wife called Ruth. That took 2.5 years and over 80 letters to various American military and government agencies. Now that can be done so much quicker with internet, Frank. I still give talks on the subject, and some people do come forward and they have stories to tell of that particular day and what they saw or what they remember. But as I say, for the book, we are trying to put everything together, and we want to put a section at the back with what local people in North Belfast, they may be living elsewhere in the world now, but what they actually remember, what they saw if they visited the site. Because it was almost in the back garden of houses just off the Antrim Road there.
Yes, describe what people have told you or what people told the documentary makers about the actual crash. How did it come to happen?
Well, it was a gloomy day. You just talking about weather this morning. It was June the 1st, 1944. It was quite a warm, muggy day, but the ceiling height of cloud was 600 feet. In other words, anything higher than 600 feet was in cloud. The aircraft had come in from the United States via Iceland. The crew would have been tired, cold. Will has discovered that the undercarriage were lowered on the aircraft, and we have confirmed this, so they were obviously on their final approach into Nuts Corner. But because there were 15 other aircraft in the vicinity, they were told to hold, make their letdown and turn. And unfortunately, on their second or third orbit of Belfast Lough, They played in the KFL. They hit the KFL at about 550 feet above sea level, which is only half the height of the KFL. And believe it or not, Frank, Antrim Road is about 420 feet above sea level. There is one unconfirmed rumour that the aircraft undercarriage struck a chimney stack of a house, which is now no longer. It was called either Thorburn or Serpentine House, and it was on the main Antrim Road just beside Ben Madigan. But that site and that house was demolished in the 1970s, and it's now a greenfield site again. But if anybody does remember that, that report came from a Belfast Corporation tram driver.
It's marked up around the zoo, isn't it? You can see a memorial to it in the vicinity up there.
It is, Frank. Belfast City Council put a memorial at the highest point of Belfast Zoo, up at the little tea room at the very top, and that's actually, you're higher up the KFL there. If you turn round and look over Belfast Lough, the aircraft actually crashed in the trees beneath you, below you, not on the high rock face above you. And then Castlereagh and Lisburn District Council, they also rededicated the what was the former American military cemetery at Lisnabrini Castlereagh. They did that 2 years ago. There's now a memorial there naming all 148 American personnel that were buried there during World War II. And then after World War II, they were all exhumed. They were either taken back to the US for private burial at family request or in a permanent military cemetery in Cambridge in England.
And whenever you reunited the ring with the family of Ruth and Larry, who was it that got the ring from you?
It was the widow herself. We travelled to Louisville, Kentucky back in 96, September 96. We actually handed it back in the very church that she had married her late husband, Larry. And we had spoken on the phone a few times, obviously, before we travelled out. And she had it all set up. Press were there. I was made an honorary citizen of Louisville City, and they named a day, September 22nd, after me. So they really, the people of Louisville and the official bodies of Kentucky really appreciated what I had done.
Is it called Alfie Montgomery Day?
It is. September 22nd is Alfred Montgomery Day in Louisville City in Kentucky. I don't think it's celebrated, Frank, on any way, any scale of St. Patrick's Day, but maybe in the future.
But it's, you know, what an honour. And it just goes to show, doesn't it, what it meant to that family, and as that man and woman represented the city at a time of crisis, her being at home, him being away fighting in the war, that they appreciated you for finding something very small that meant a huge amount, and the effort that you went to reunite that wedding ring with the widow of the long-lost airman.
Yeah, and as I said, Frank, nowadays I could have researched and found her a lot quicker on the internet, but in those days it was writing a letter. The American departments would tend to send you a letter back saying you can expect to hear from us in X number of weeks. That time period would come up, and then another letter would come saying the same thing. So the weeks would mount up, and then that particular department may not be able to provide the information that I was requesting. So
of course,
it was running up against another brick wall. But I had a contingency plan. I spoke to the American Military Cemetery in England, where Larry, Radio Operator Staff Sergeant Larry Dundon, is buried, and they agreed to place it within the turf on his grave. So at no time was, I'll keep fragments of the aircraft, but at no time did I feel correct in keeping this wedding ring, because it was a personal item, and, well, it was to try and find a family member that would receive it. And if not, it would have gone within the grave. Obviously, they wouldn't have opened the grave, but they would have put it within the grass on top of the grave in that cemetery in England.
Alfie, just as we go towards the news, you do want people, this is the reason you phoned me, you do want people who may have a story to tell for this book that you're about to write to come forward. Some of them, of course, would be very elderly people now, or well advanced in years. But if they know anything at all about that crash on the 1st of June, the 1st of June 19, which year was it?
1944.
The 1st of June 1944. If they know anything about it, if they have a story to tell, how do they contact you?
Well, I will give you an email address. It's cavehillcrash@gmail.com.
cavehillcrash@gmail.com. If you have anything to tell Alfie, even if it's a story that you know maybe has been told before, you'd still like to hear it again. Don't hold back on anything.
I would love to hear it, Frank.
Lovely stuff.
Because the problem being, these people will not be around. Well, none of us know how much longer we're going to be around, but these people won't be around in 20, 30 years. And eyewitness reports and memories from people who would have been young people and maybe children at the time, those are invaluable.
Absolutely. Alfie, I'm delighted you give us a ring. Goodness, Chris. I'm delighted you give us a ring. I can't believe I said that. I'm delighted you've called the programme. Thanks indeed for that story, Alfie. Thank you.
More than welcome, Frank. Thank you.
That's Alfie Montgomery asking you about your memories of the summer of 1944.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105.